This is Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan, the podcast.
From Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
This is Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan, the podcast.
From Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
All right, welcome back to the show. Now, child benefit currently at the moment is 140 quid a month for each child. By the way, if you have triplets or you have twins, you get the double money. You get paid double the amount, which is something you should aim for. Anyway, it's 140 quid a month, which is one of the better childcares in Europe, by the way, or child benefits in Europe. We pay a lot in child benefits in this country compared to other countries around Europe. So much so that there was a heap of scams going on years ago where people were coming from all over Europe and claiming child benefit for their children here, which they can do, by the way. And there was a huge scam. A lot of them were caught during the ash cloud, if you remember that. Anyway, the government for years have been toying with the idea of reducing childcare for those who earn more. Similar to the UK, if you go over £50,000 in the UK, they start to reduce your child benefit, your child tax credit, as they call it over there. It's done very differently. By the time you get to £80,000 in the United Kingdom, you're getting zero, essentially, for your child. There was a suggestion some years ago, I can't remember which party it was, it could have been Sinn Féin, I don't know, that if you earned over £100,000, that you didn't get child benefit, or certainly you would get a reduced amount. Now, it's been also floated now for an idea for this budget in October, that they may reduce child benefit for high-income earners and give more to low-income earners. But would you agree with that? That once you earn over a certain amount of money, we'll take 100,000 family income as an example. Do you believe people who are on over 100 grand family income should get no child benefit? Because clearly they don't need it as much as somebody who's on 30,000, for example, on a minimum wage at 26,000, whatever the minimum wage is now. They don't need it as much. But let me know what you think. The number is 085-122-55. Should we reduce child benefit for high-income earners? Now, remember, by the way, you can't get rid of it completely because it's in our constitution. They could reduce it to a fiver for high-income earners, but they can't get rid of it completely. I can't imagine somebody accepting a fiver, but however. But they could do that, I think, according to the constitution. Now, let me go to Huey if I can. Huey, hi, how are you?
Very good, and yourself?
Good. Huey, now, they can't get rid of child benefit for anybody because it's in the constitution that every child has to be paid for, right? By the state. Yeah. The state has a responsibility and a duty to do that. But in saying that, they could reduce it substantially for those who are high, what they consider high income earners. I don't even know. What do you consider to be high income family income? What's high?
I wouldn't be a constitutional expert, but who knows what could happen. But you could always change the constitution.
Yeah, this is true.
But no, the way I would do it, it'd be far simpler. I'd just make it taxable. So if you're on over 100 grand a year, you get 140 a week, but you'd lose like 70 or 80 quid. And like, top rated tax is 55%. It's actually 58 if you're over 150 grand. Mm-hmm. But and you're self-employed, but you'd lose half it. So that's, to me,
they do it in the UK. Once you go over 50,000, they tax it.
You probably couldn't do that. You probably couldn't do that constitutionally in Ireland. You'd probably have to change the constitution because child benefit is not seen as a benefit to the child. So the actual income of the parent is irrelevant constitutionally.
Mm. Yeah, you're giving the child the money who's not registered for tax. Yeah.
Yeah, the money is technically going to the child. It goes to the parent, but it's for the child. So you could change the constitution, but and make it just taxable income. I'd have it like 104. I'd have 140 quid a week, and tax it. So people at the bottom, but everybody would pay tax. So if you're a 20% taxpayer, you'd lose 20%. If you're a high rate, you'd lose 50-odd%. And if you're on the dole, you'd lose nothing, you know. So that's the way you'd do it.
But is that fair? Because there's an argument there that, hold on for a second, you know, if you're a high-income earner, by the very fact you're a high-income earner, you're putting more money into the system anyway. You're paying more in. And as you rightly said, the money is for the child. And okay, I know a lot of people who are not high-income earners, but they earn a comfortable living. And when they get the child benefit, they put it aside in the bank for a family holiday in the summer. Now, people kind of quaff at that and they say, oh, that's wrong. It's not really. You're bringing the kids on holidays. You are using it for something. Because ongoing on a monthly basis, you're paying the bills for the kids anyway. So, I think it's a bit unfair. Now, I know, I understand Michael O'Leary offered the money back to the government going back some years ago. There is no facility, I believe, for handing the money back if you don't want it or refusing to take it. But there are a small amount of people in the country who refuse to take the child benefit or who don't collect it for that reason. Well, that they're millionaires.
If you can always do that, any benefit that you're entitled to, you can always refuse. Like, it's not mandatory to take it. So, but I'd imagine the amount of people who don't take it will be very, because the amount of people who make over 100 grand a year is very small, you know. is what, is it 5%?
Well, no, when you're talking about a family income, it wouldn't be that small. I mean, that means that two people working earning 50 grand each. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, would there be that many, like, in maybe 20%, 10%, 15%? You know, I'd say the vast majority of families are on under, more, there's a lot more families on. Why would you pick 100 grand anyway? So as I said, just tax it. So if you're on the highest money, you'd lose half it. If you're on 20% tax, you'd lose 20% of it. And if you're broke, you'd keep most of it, you know. So that's the logical way of doing it.
Realistically, 100 grand, when you think about it, for a family, say, you know, mom and dad are both earning 50,000 each, right? And, you know, after you've paid your tax, after you've paid your mortgage, because you get nothing from the state, obviously, if you're earning that kind of money, you don't get any benefits. When you pay for your kids' uniforms, you don't get back to school allowance, you don't get a fuel allowance, you pay for your own fuel, you pay for everything yourself. You're not getting a HAP for rent assistance or anything like that. So, but you after you paid all that, you don't have very much left in your pocket anyway.
That's one of those good problems. You don't want any of those benefits.
I'm not saying you do, but in saying that, you know, you're doing it all on your own. So it's a little bit of a bonus to get this 140 per kid. If you've got three kids, well, then that's nice, isn't it, at the end of the month?
Well, the way I would do it is I would do it as an income flow. I'd have 20 quid a day that would come into your account every morning, not in a week. Every morning you wake up, there's 20 quid in the account for each of your kids. So you'd have an income flow and just put it as a taxable benefit. And as it come out of your tax credits, et cetera, et cetera. And as I said, if you're on smaller money, you'd pay very little. If you're on bigger money, you'd lose half. It's still half. That's the way it would.
Yeah, but then the point is, when you get to a certain amount of money, you're not really getting anything at all.
Well, no, you would still be getting half. I mean, you still get half. The taxman takes half. You still have the other half, you know. So it's still, you know, instead of getting 140 quid a month, you get 70. You're still getting it. And the people who are broke at the bottom of the...
I see complications with that, by the way. You obviously mentioned the constitutional complication, but the other complication with that as well is that it's now being declared income. So if somebody is on, I don't know, under a certain tax bracket for the 41 cent or whatever it is tax bracket, and then you give them, you know, you put the child benefit onto their income, because that's essentially what you're saying, it's regarded as income. It could bring them over the threshold into the next tax bracket, which would cost them more money. To be honest, it wouldn't be worth their while getting it.
You don't pay it on the difference. You know, you'd pay 20% or whatever, and then you go to 40%, and it goes up and up. But as I said, it's one of those good problems. You always want to have, you know, having to pay taxes is one of those good problems, you know.
It is, of course. We all get the dividends, don't we? Yeah.
If you're broke, you don't have to pay it, you know. So, you know.
Okay. Well, hang on for a second. Let me just go to Anna. Anna, hi. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you, Niall?
So Hughie agrees that, you know, those who earn more should get less by essentially taxing it. We should tax it. So if you earn very little money, you won't pay any tax.
Yeah. No. I think at the if they're bringing this in October, right? It's just a ploy to get more money. They're basically putting the asylum system that they haven't got. So I don't think we should be taxed. And the reason being, and there shouldn't be any cuts at the moment, is the inflation on the purchase of houses through getting a mortgage. Now, if two people want to buy a £600,000, you know, the house isn't up to scratch, but it's £600,000. The two of you have to have £135,000 coming into the house. So that...
What's that children's allowance? What's that got to
but you see,
allowance?
You need a children's allowance to feed and clothe the kids, you know. So, and if the husband's working, that's getting the 100 grand.
What if you're buying a house and don't have any kids? What if you're buying a house and don't have any kids?
But then you wouldn't be getting child benefit anyway.
What has children's allowance got to do with buying?
I see the point she's making. The cost of living has risen. So if you're earning 135, which you'd have to earn to buy a house in Dublin, right? Because obviously you're only at three multiples of your earnings, right? You know, so you'd have to have that much money, at least 135. The point Anna's saying is you're going to have a hefty mortgage, hefty bills. And even though you're earning a good wage, you know, it's all being taken back off you again. That's the point she's making. So you need that extra bit of money, the children's allowance.
But that's the nature of any progressive tax system. The more you earn, the more you pay. Like, we have the second most progressive income tax system in the world here. So that's the nature of it. The more you earn, the more you pay.
So, Anna, Hughie wants to declare it as income rather than being just a benefit.
Now, you'd have to change the constitution, but that can be done. We've done that before.
Yeah.
You know?
So, Anna, can I ask you a question? Are you there, Anna?
Yeah.
Should Dennis O'Brien or Michael Leary or Bono or anybody who's wealthy, I'm just giving you examples of people who are wealthy, should they get child benefit?
No, they shouldn't, no. Okay,
so where is the cut-off point? At what amount of money do you think the cut-off point should be at where you don't get it anymore?
Well, I think there should be a calculation on what's coming into the house and what's going out of the house. Bills, mortgage, the whole lot. And
so disposable like, income.
If you have over 500 a month spare, well then, you know, it's going, your children's allowance is going to be taxed.
Okay, so you would base it on disposable income. Okay.
Yeah.
In other words, the income you have left after you've paid everything.
So yeah. if you have kids and you don't have a mortgage, you don't get paid child benefit.
No. Is that what she's saying?
Well, is that your income? If you own a house outright, right, you've no outgoings on a mortgage, and you have kids, right? You're not entitled. You don't have big outgoings.
Well, based on your disposable income, yeah. That's the point she's making.
Children's allowance.
I don't think it's unfair what she's saying. So it's based on disposable income. Like, for example, the Susie grant, for example, is an example of that. So the Susie grant, which is a grant given to parents for children going to college, is based on disposable income. So if you have more than, I think, €34,000 disposable income, well, then you don't get the grant.
Yeah.
You're quite right, too. You give it to, the more you earn, and you get percentage of the grant, the more you earn, the less you get.
Mm.
That's the normal way of doing it. But I don't understand what this connection is with the...
Because she's explaining the cost. I don't want to be explaining for Anna, but she's explaining that the cost of living now is very different to the way it was 10 years ago. Because the cost of a house alone. What do you mean, not really, Huey? Are you living in the real world?
People buying houses all the time. I mean, you know, year people are buying 20,000-30,000 houses. Houses are getting bought all the time.
But there's a massive housing crisis. There's a massive lack of accommodation, lack of housing. And thus, the market, obviously, at the moment is inflating all the time. So you've got houses which are priced 20 and 30% over what they should be.
What do you mean they should be? They are what they are, you know.
Yeah, but the point Anna's making is, I don't want to keep explaining for Anna. She's well able to explain for herself. But the point is that it's costing more money. So you might have 100 grand or 135 grand, as Anna said. But it's costing you more money to survive in this country at the moment than it used to 10 years ago, probably by 20 or 30%.
If that's true, why is there like 100,000 people coming into the country every year?
Well, most of the people who are coming into the country every year, as you well and truly know, are broke. And we're supplying them with money and accommodation. You're well aware of that.
Someone at the edges are, but I was in the place the other day and everybody working in the place was I would say mostly from South Asia,
India, whatever. Yeah, but that's fine. People come through the visa system, the proper visa system, and work in companies, global companies here in Ireland.
There was nobody there learning less. Than
but you're talking about the 130,000 people, for example, at the moment we have 5,000 Ukrainians, and God knows how many asylum seekers in the country. Half of them that shouldn't even be here. They're coming over. Most of them are coming over here. They're broke.
Ukrainians are here. The Ukrainians are different. They were invited.
I know. I'm just saying, but a lot of people coming into this country are broke, Huey. They're skint.
No, you're missing the point. You missed the point I'm making. I was in an office, and it was full
Asians, but
no one in there earning less than 75, 80 grand a year.
Yeah, because they're working for global companies, big tech companies, most
they're
likely.
Coming in. They're coming in. So people are saying, the place has been mobbed all the time.
That's fine. But then, according to what Anna is saying, you know, that they would be taxed on it because obviously their disposable income would be a lot higher. That's fine.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm agreeing.
But she's basing it on disposable income. You're not.
But she's just...
Anna, sorry. I don't want to keep speaking for you, Anna. I do apologise. Sorry, Anna.
Yeah, but she's deciding on this based on her own circumstance. About
Anna, that's not Anna. I don't think Anna has 135,000.
No.
I'm basing it off somebody in the family, you know, to buy their house, their dream house they want. It's 600 grand. And this is the minimum price by Grok in that area. 135, the two of them have to have.
Somebody will buy that house for 600 grand.
What I'm saying is, in that whole area, it could be Dublin 9, Dublin 11, that's the starting price of houses for sale there. So they're going to need that children's allowance to feed and clothe that kid.
All the people who live in Dublin 9 and 11 now have an asset worth 600 grand. They're all fucking delighted.
There's no benefit to having, if you've been living in Crumlin or Kimmage or whatever it is for the last 40 years and you're sitting on an asset that's worth 600,000 or 700,000 euro because of where it is, it's of no value to you, Huey.
course it is. You could sell it. And
where are you going to live? You could say, okay, so Mary is living in Crumlin in a 4-bed house, a terraced house or whatever it is, and it's worth 600,000. So she sells it, gets 600 grand. What's she going to do?
Yeah, she goes and lives somewhere a lot cheaper. if you're like...
she wants to live in her own community, Huey. People that she knows, the people she grew up with, her friends, her family.
But then she's not any worse off.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So it's not... To tell her it's only a figure, 600 grand, it's only a figure to her. It's not worth it. She's not going to sell it.
When she croaks it, her relations will be delighted.
Poor Mary. Okay, stay there. I'm sure her relations will be. I'm sure her sons and daughters will be delighted too. Thank you, Alan. Let me go to Bernie. Bernie, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall.
Bernie, okay, children's allowance, it's on the table. Now, by the way, can I say that, I don't know for sure whether they're going to change the whole thing, but Micheál Martin said it wasn't off the table for looking at, that they would reduce it for high earners and increase it for low earners, and he'd change the ratios. So would you agree with that?
I think everybody getting children's allowance should be means tested, regardless of your social welfare or you're getting paid 100,000. Everybody should go under the one hammer, because the people at 100,000 doesn't necessarily mean that they're actually they're paying out probably everything. Whereas people on social welfare get, they get a lot, medical cards, they get, some of them have bus passes, they get housing, they get help with their electricity. A lot of people at the 100,000 getting help with nothing, and they're trying to survive. And so means test everybody. Don't pick a number out of the air and say, 100,000, she must be wealthy. I know people on 100,000 and they're barely surviving. And they have three kids and they're trying to...
There's nobody on 100 grand barely surviving.
There is, because their mortgages are something like 1,800 or 1,900 a month,
Yeah, so, the value of their asset is going up by 10-15% a year if they have a mortgage.
You can't eat the asset, They are going to wait on average of 12 to 14 years if they want to get a social house. You know this. You're not stupid. Like, you could all walk up and go,
grand,
I have
a... You're not 100 grand, you're not looking for a social house. I mean,
yeah, but you can't.
I mean, if you're in 100 grand, Hugh, you'd be lucky to come out in your wage packet to have 65, 70 after tax. Roughly that's about, what's that about? 5,500. 5,500 a month. If your mortgage is costing you 2,500, that's going to leave you with 3 grand. Then you might have 2 cars in the garden because both you and your missus have to go to work, obviously, because you're talking about that amount of money. So you and your missus have to go to work. You might have 3 kids. You don't get any help with the kids. You don't get any grants or back to school grants or book grants or anything like that because you're not entitled to it. You're not entitled to anything.
Hold on. You might be on 100 grand a year, right? And have no mortgage. And you might have no cars because you're able to...
But you might not.
Everybody's basically here on person.
But sorry, Huey, but then means test everybody. Because you might be in a community council or a corporation house, and you're paying 15 euro a week or 20 euro a week. Your family are all grown up and reared. Why can't you be? You're getting your children's allowance. Why can't you be means tested? You've got a house.
You haven't worked.
You haven't. You're on a medical card. You've got your uniforms for your kids paid. So why aren't you being targeted the same as the people who are trying to earn a living and trying to rear their family? Who have a 100,000 is not a lot in this country at this moment in time. And I'm not on
outgoing. 100,000 is a huge amount of money if you don't have huge outgoings. If you don't have a big mortgage or car payment.
But I mean, hang on, Bernie. Huey, with the greatest respect, most people on 100,000 euro would have reasonable outgoings. Most people have a mortgage because the possibility is that to buy a house, you're going to have a 25, 30 year mortgage. You generally won't finish paying that till you're close to retirement. And then it'll be passed down to your kids, maybe, or whatever.
More people own their house outright in Ireland than have a mortgage on it. More people own their house outright.
That's because we have an older population in this country.
Exactly, because most of it.
Yeah, but they're not working. Yeah, but they're not. Yeah, but hold on. What you're including in that figure, Huey, and you are correct because we have one of the oldest populations in Europe, right? What you're including in that figure is people who own their house who are not working anymore.
Yeah, they're retired.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah, and most people, their mortgage doesn't really finish till they get close to retirement, usually 60, 65.
Yeah, but if you look at those who have a mortgage, right? What is the percentage of them who are stressed? Like, a lot of people would have a mortgage and they could be 20, 25 into 30-year mortgage. Even 10, 15.
What was the figure there about 5 or 6 years ago? Was it 193,000 people were in arrears in their mortgage?
I think it was something around that.
There was a huge amount of people in arrears number, which again, this has gone back a good few years ago now.
That could be 20, 10, 15. What does that mean? Like, you could be 2 months behind or 4 years.
It doesn't matter if you're 1 month behind, it means you're struggling, doesn't it?
Yeah, like, I mean,
it doesn't necessarily mean, because people would often go behind and then make up.
Huey, you must have a good job or something, Huey. I don't know.
Yeah, you must be
I'm just not catastrophizing and
but it is a catastrophe. The cost of living is a catastrophe for a lot of people. There are people leaving this country. You heard Elaine earlier on. Her daughters are leaving the country with no sign of them ever wanting to come back again because they can't afford to live here.
No, I have a niece leaving at the end of the month with two small children. She tried to get it here. She couldn't make it. She couldn't even get a mortgage. She was born and raised here. She's gone off to Australia. I have a daughter and she can't get any house.
They're giving away houses in Australia. They're giving them away.
They're not giving anything away.
The market in Australia is far more expensive than Ireland.
Depending on what part of Australia you're talking about. I only had somebody on from Australia there recently. We talked about this very thing. Yeah, if you want to live in Bondi Beach in Sydney or you want to live, you know, in the middle of Cambria or wherever it has, yeah, you're going to pay huge money. But if you're living on the outskirts, it's actually very cheap.
Niall, you're missing the point here. On average, Australian houses are
more expensive.
Times income, right? Irish houses are six or seven. Australian houses are twice as expensive as Irish houses. So this lark that people are going to Australia because houses are cheap. I don't know, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, all the places Irish people go to, London, right? Houses are even more expensive than Ireland. So don't tell me they're going there because houses...
Well, a lot of places do have cheaper or better value than we have. I mean, I only looked at an ad there yesterday on TikTok and they were selling a house in Florida with a swimming pool, 4-bed, 3-bathroom house for $260,000.
All the kids are going to Australia, where houses are twice as expensive as Ireland. So,
well, again, I say to you, depending on what part of Australia you go to, some parts of Australia are quite cheap. Okay, so we're going off on a tangent. Stay there, Bernie, for a second. Let me just go to Jessica. She's waiting ages. She's actually started to grow a beard. She's waiting so long. Jessica, hi. How are you?
How are you? No, there's no such thing as me waiting too long. We just stop.
We just stop out of that. You heard what Huey said. You know, Huey believes that, yeah, absolutely, let's tax people over a certain amount of money. Let's tax the child benefit. Would you agree with him?
I'm probably going to go a step further and say if you own over 100 grand or 100K, whatever the phrase is, no, you don't. Well, obviously, we can't because it's in the constitution, but I don't think you deserve it.
Shouldn't get it at all, like, just don't give it to them.
Well, if we have to, because like you said, we can't take it out because the constitution...
But give them a fiver. Give them a fiver, yeah, a monetary amount.
Give them a fiver, because they won't see it. They never see their taxes going out. They won't see the money coming in. They live a comfortable life.
No, you couldn't give them a fiver. You couldn't differentiate. The Supreme Court would never hold that as constitutional.
We'd have a referendum. When we're having the presidential election, we can have a...
We'd change it if we want.
Yeah, okay.
People could decide to change it if they want, yeah. That's fair enough. But then the problem there, you're not giving it to people on over 100 grand. So do you give it to people on over 95 grand? 90 grand? 75 grand?
That's a kind of straw man argument. That's like the argument, should you be allowed to drink a pint 20 minutes before your 18th birthday? You know what I mean? Like, that's a bit of a straw man argument, isn't it? Sorry,
It's the point I make is if you tax it, it means that anybody at the top rate on over 100, any self-employed person on over 150 grand a year will be paying 58% tax. On the children.
Yeah, so the more you earn, the less you kind of get. Yeah, I got
person,
you. Yeah.
An employed person paying 55%, right?
Okay, so hang on, let just Jessica finish because she only come on. Sorry, Jessica, I do apologize. Okay, so but Jessica, is that a bit harsh? Because even if you're Michael O'Leary, you're paying tax into the system, aren't you?
Yeah, but you don't see it leaving your bank grades, do you? You don't
see
that
on
your basis. No, the way I look at it is, Noel, right? And I know it's probably going to be a very black and white view. They say the constitution that all children are born equal, they're entitled to the child benefit, blah, blah, blah. But the reality is, not all children are born into the same living standards. That's just the way I look at it.
That's the reality of existence, isn't it? Like, some kids
are
born.
Yeah, so the reality should be if you're born into a comfortable. Well, Hugh, the reality is then if you're born into a comfortable living situation, why the hell do you need more money? Why the hell do your parents need more money?
Okay, well,
I'll
give you. You say you're born into a comfortable, right? But say you're thick as the wall and you're born into a comfortable. And you're another kid who's clever, has 160 ID, getting scunning, right? But he's born into poverty, right? Who's the luckier kid?
So you're doing what about me again?
Who's the luckier kid? The kid who's gone to Einstein, right? Or the kid who's from a comfortable background but thick as the wall? Who is the luckier? Who would you prefer to be? Who would you prefer to be?
People can make money as well.
I'm not talking about making money. I'm talking about somebody.
No, I see the point you're trying to make there, Huey.
Somebody's as thick as the wall, right? Thick as the wall.
But hang on. Huey, it's fair to say, statistically, if you come from a poorer background, you are less likely to be as successful in your life. Statistically, if your family are quite wealthy, you're most likely, you've a leg up. Absolutely. So as much as the same opportunities for education may be there, you may not take those opportunities if you come from a poorer
background.
But the point
that makes, if you're going to start differentiating like that, you say one kid is, he obviously has more advantage because he's from a more comfortable background, right? But the other kid has an advantage because he's maybe a fantastic athlete and is going to end up playing for Manchester United. Or he's a fantastic brain and he's going to go and become a doctor, right? So the point is, it looks on the surface that a kid might be from a comfortable background that everything is shining for him, right?
But statistically,
his mom and dad know that he is a
stop making these kind of unique arguments, because realistically, statistically, we all know it. Depending on where you come from and your background and how much money is available, you tend to do better in life. That's just, Jessica's made a fair point. Well, there's always going to be exceptions. Absolutely, Huey, I agree with you. There will be exceptions.
Like William said, the most successful educational group is the sons and daughters of small farmers from East Galway.
I used to like Dave McWilliams at one stage, by the way. I've gone off.
But Dave McWilliams, is a bit of a spoofer, but he does occasionally
make some sense, absolutely. But sorry, Jessica, Hang on, let me get Jessica. So Jessica, if you had your way, leaving aside the Constitution for a moment, you'd just cut it off at a certain point.
Yeah, no, if I had it my way, right, 100K, that's a bit too high. If I had it my way...
That's a bit too high?
Yes,
100K in this country at the moment, with the cost of living and the cost of houses, 100K is not high.
Hang on. Now I'm going to say something that's going to probably blow your brains in a minute, because you're going to think, oh my God, you're a heartless bitch. But I think if you're earning over 70 grand,
yeah,
you're getting a fiver. And you should be lucky that you're getting that.
Right, okay.
So then, Jessica, if you're on 69 grand, do you get the whole thing?
Oh, you're doing what about me again, Huey?
If you're on 69 grand, you get the whole. You said 70, you get a fiver.
What about reflakes this morning?
What about reflakes?
It's a very straightforward question. If somebody gets the 69 grand and they're offered a pay increase by their employer and they say, no, I don't know.
But that happens in life. I know a mate of mine years ago got a pay increase and he ended up coming out with less money because he was taxed.
You would have had
to earn 2 cents. You'd be like, well, what about the people who earn 1 cent? What do you want me to do?
Well, then you're twice as well off, aren't you?
Okay, hold on for a second, both of you. Stay there for a second, Huey and Jessica. I want to come to Norman after the break and then Martin.
This is Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan, the podcast
from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.